Let's open with hymn number 114. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserve thy temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray thee of thy boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth! Who hast set thy glory above the heavens? What is man that thou art mindful of him, and the Son of Man that thou visitest him? Thou, O Lord, art our Father and our Redeemer. Thy name is from everlasting. Let us pray. O merciful and eternal God, Heavenly Father, who didst cause thy Son to endure circumcision and to be made subject to the law, that we might be redeemed from the curse of the law, we beseech thee grant us grace to become partakers of this redemption, and thus obtain eternal salvation through the same thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with thee and the Holy Ghost, one true God, world without end.
Amen.
The Old Testament lesson for the circumcision of Jesus is found in the 24th chapter of Joshua, the 14th to the 18th verse. Now therefore fear the Lord, serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the river and in Egypt. Serve the Lord. And if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. So the people answered and said, far be it from us that we should forsake the Lord and to serve other gods, for the Lord is our God. It is he who brought us up and our fathers out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage, who did those great signs in our sight and preserved us in all the way that we went and among all the people through whom we passed. And the Lord drove out from before us all the people, including the Amorites who dwelt in the land. We also will serve the Lord, for he is our God. Here ends the Old Testament lesson. The epistle is found in the third chapter of Galatians, the 23rd through the 29th verse. But before faith came, we were kept under guard by the law, kept for the faith which would afterward be revealed. Therefore the law was our tutor to bring us to Christ, that we might be justified by faith. But after faith has come, we are no longer under a tutor. For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is neither male nor female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you are Christ's, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Here ends the epistle lesson. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. The Lord hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly shown in the sight of the heathen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in times past by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
The Holy Gospel is found in the second chapter of Luke, verse 21.
Glory be to thee.
And when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel, before he was conceived in the womb. Here ends the gospel lesson.
Praise ye to thee, O Christ.
We confess our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of God. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come.
Amen.
We sing hymn number 115.
Father in heaven, bless us now with your word and strengthen us in your spirit. We may pass through these troubled times and learn to take comfort in the salvation which you have prepared for us in your Son Jesus. Amen. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our text this morning is recorded in Luke chapter 2, where we read at the 21st verse. And when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And when the days of her purification according to the law of Moses were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that openeth the womb shall be called holy to the Lord. And to offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or 2 young pigeons. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Ghost was upon him, and was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms, and blessed God, and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles, and the glory of thy people Israel. So far the text. These are thy words, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us in thy truth. Thy word is truth. Amen. Dear fellow redeemed in Christ, I wonder how many times I have told my children over the years, because I said so. They ask, why, Dad? And I respond, because I said so. I was listening to a Jewish man on the radio, and he was talking about the various ceremonial laws in the Old Testament and how many people have misunderstood them. And quite often his response as to why God wanted us to do this or that in the, or wanted his people to do this or that in the Old Testament was, well, because God said so. Now, in light of Christ, we may be able to find the answers to many of the reasons of why God said so in many of the Old Testament laws. But sometimes, even now, we might be a little unsure, and we may then simply say, well, because God said so. Look at the many things Mary and Joseph are doing in the early days of Jesus' life. On the 8th day, they bring Jesus into the temple to circumcise him. Now, here is a bloody ordeal that many today say is too painful for a male child to undergo. And I've even heard some doctors say that it will damage the baby's psyche for the rest of his life and make the baby that is circumcised into a violent man. But at this time, they gave him the name Jesus, as it is written, that he would be called Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Then Mary goes through the period of the ceremonial law, again, of purification. This, too, had to do with blood. After the bloody days of the issue of blood at the birth of the child, she had to separate herself 40 days from the temple. At that time, then, after the 40 days, they bring Jesus into the temple to dedicate him to the Lord as the firstborn male that would break the womb. Now, they probably didn't understand throughout much of the Old Testament, or many of the people didn't understand, why the firstborn male to break the womb was to be brought into the temple to be dedicated to the Lord. But many of the people, out of faith did it because God said so. And then there is the sacrifice of the two turtle doves. Here too is a bloody sacrifice. And how could innocent doves be sacrificed continually over the years for what seemed like to many no apparent reason? Why? Why do all these things? Well, the first answer, of course, should be, well, because God said so. Now, when we do not know, it is, of course, best to trust the Word of God and do what God says simply because God said so. It is best to do as God said rather than to take matters into our own hands. This is just as it was in the Garden of Eden. Well, why not eat of the tree in the midst of the garden, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil? It was good for food. It was able to make one wise like God. Why not? Well, one very good answer to this is just this. Well, because God said so. Why are not women to have authority over men in the church? Why are men to be head of their wives in the... Well, why are we to avoid worship with the heterodox? Well, again, if we may not understand all the implications of these things, a good answer is simply, well, because God said so. Now, this may seem like sort of concrete thinking in our minds, but not really. The people of God must understand that there is one who is God. There is one who is supreme. There is one whose thinking is higher and greater than all others. There is one who reigns over all, who will judge all. There is one who sees all. And this is really not concrete thinking, but simply an act of faith where we acknowledge that we are the creature that has been created and that there are absolutes from the Creator that we must submit to. And this begins with the first commandment. Have no other gods. Do nothing against the will of God. God's law lets us know who God is. The ceremonial laws, is which we are talking about primarily today, when they bring the baby into the temple to be circumcised and then to dedicate the firstborn male after the days of purification, reveal particularly God's love toward man. When the male was circumcised, blood was shed. The spilt blood was to be a sign of the covenant between God and his people. Circumcision was then, in effect, a preaching of the gospel, a preaching of the coming shedding of the blood of that male child that would break the womb and redeem us from our sins. It declared the spilling of the blood of Christ to come. And the covenant was in Christ. And this covenant was placed on every male to remind the people of the covenant that God had with them, God's love and mercy toward them. But why on a child so young? Well, it was the seeming innocence of this child and the innocence of spilt blood that really reflects the love of God in Christ Jesus. Likewise, the sacrifice of two innocent-looking turtle doves looked forward to the suffering and death and the spilling of the blood of the innocent Son of God. There was so much ceremony. But it was all given for a reason, and oftentimes the people didn't understand what the reasons were fully. But it was for a reason. All these ceremonies pointed to the coming Jesus and his innocence, his suffering, his shedding of blood, and the final redemption of his people. We, his people, they reflect God's love toward us. Look how Mary and Joseph did for Jesus what was required on the eighth day. They did not wait around until all the family got together and then circumcised, like many do with baptism, thinking, I will wait for my family to get together so that we can all have a little celebration or party, or until they get a little older for one reason or another. But Mary and Joseph are more prudent and wise toward God in this way. God had said to circumcise on the eighth day, and they bring the child into the temple there on the eighth day to circumcise the child. And why? Well, God told them to do it this way. But as we look back on these events, we know that all of these things were a foreshadowing of the Christ to come, and a sign of God's mercy toward us, and his love toward us. The firstborn male that opened the womb was of particular significance. Originally, this child was to be taken to the temple, as was Samuel, and dedicated to the God. Later, we know that the Levites took up this task. However, the firstborn male was still supposed to be brought into the temple for instruction. And so we see at the age of 12, Jesus is brought there with his family, and he wants to remain there. But his parents bring him home. The instruction of the firstborn male was important because that firstborn man would have the instruction that then would be brought to all the other children in the family. Why do what God asks? Well, we can answer rightly enough. He told us so. Yes, and more, because his word is a reflection of his mercy and love that he has in mind for us all. All his love. We fail it, but the summary of the law is love. Love toward God and love toward one's neighbor. Jesus fulfills all of the promises of God. He is the firstborn male to break the womb. He is innocent, not only in appearance as a dove or as a young child, a baby, but in reality he is innocent. He is the innocent Son of God. He is the sacrifice for the sins of the world. And when that blood is shed there on that first day, it has significance. It really does take away all sins. All is fulfilled in Jesus. Praise be to God. No wonder they gave him this name. Yeah. Look at his name. Jesus. Mary was commanded, name him Jesus, for he will save his people from his sins. And they named him Jesus. Why? Well, because God told him so. And they might say, well, why should I name him Jesus? We don't have anybody in our fam named Jesus. But he was to be named Jesus because God said so, yes, but because he was to save his people from their sins. The word of God was fulfilled, and they named him Jesus. Not only the right name given, but he did save his people from their sins. God's word, you see, can be trusted in everything. All comes to pass just as God said it would. It is so easy as sinners to doubt the word of God. But God fulfills all, just as he said, even as when we look forward to this shedding of blood, to the future shedding of blood on Good Friday, and then on Easter it says, he is risen, just as he said. Simeon trusted God. He saw the fulfillment. He held in his arms peace with God. He had been told by the Holy Ghost that he would not see death until he saw the Lord's Christ. God's word is fulfilled. On Easter, the angels say, he is risen just as he said. Here, the similar words could be said. He is born just as he said. He was the firstborn male to break the womb, just as he said. And so we can say with the apostles and with Jesus himself, though heaven and earth should pass away, the word of God will not pass away until all is fulfilled. Now, Simeon's words are sung whenever we have communion in our worship service. When we receive the Lord, we receive God's promise. Our sins are forgiven. So when God speaks through the pastor, "This is my body and this is my blood," then the pastor holds there in his very hands the body and blood of Jesus, so you can look into the cup and you can see what Simeon saw. You can see the salvation of the Lord in the promise of Christ. That's why we sing it there. Because we sing, "Now I have seen the salvation of the Lord." God's word has been fulfilled toward us. He is indeed just what his name says. His name is Jesus. For he will save his people from their sins. He has saved us from our sins. This is God's hope toward all. When Simeon blesses the child, he specifically mentions the hope of God's people Israel, and this child being the light of the Gentiles. Simeon includes all, even though most Jews would never even thought to hardly speak to a Gentile or enter into their house, and yet he says, this child will be the hope of the people of Israel and of the Gentiles. Way over here in North America, where us Gentiles are now worshiping, yes, God's word again is fulfilled. His name will be Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. And this is what God had spoken to Abraham, isn't it? "In your seed all the families of the earth will be blessed," and so they are so blessed in the name of Jesus. "Inasmuch as you have been baptized and have had the name of Jesus placed upon you, you are part of that baptismal covenant with God, where God promises again to grant you the Holy Spirit and save you from your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Do not then be unbelieving, but believing and trusting." Wait as Simeon waited. God has promised. And as you come to the supper and see in the cup, you see what Simeon saw. He just saw a baby looking like a human baby. But it was the innocent Son of God. And so we look into the cup and we see but blood, we see but bread and wine, but we must see what Simeon saw. The innocent blood and body of the Lord, there, granted for our peace. Yes, our peace has come. I know what the world says. It says that it says just what Peter said it would say. "In the last days there shall come those who scoffers walking after their own lusts, saying, 'Where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. For they are willingly ignorant that the word of God, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and by the same word are kept in store, reserved for the day of judgment." Now, this sounds a lot like our day, doesn't it? When scoffers will come denying that God created the world. It is our day. All around us, people despise the Creator. They devise schemes by which man may come into being without God. They do not trust His word. They are filled with lust and are covetous. So is our world. Envious of the rich, as the rich are unwilling to help and to love the poor. The TV is filled with sexual lust and innuendo, to the extent that even we as Christians become at times callous toward it. Our friends and relatives fall from the faith and take up with the world and its lusts. But once again, all this is predicted. But do not be like the world. forsake evil, refrain from false worship, stay away from those who mix truth with error, take hope in the pure word of God, trust his word, and do as Simeon did. Rest in that peace. For Simeon said, now I have seen the salvation of the Lord, and I can depart in peace. Yes. Every day when we rest in the word of God, we may depart in peace and take hope that one day we will depart in peace into eternal life. And why do we do this? And yes, because God said so. But now we know the reason. Because God is a God of mercy toward us and love. Why has all this taken place, as he said? Well, God cannot lie. He tells the truth. And so we can and have taken hope in what he said, just as Simeon did. And therefore will come to pass, just as he said. Jesus will return, and we will be gathered into heaven in his name. For in his name, it says, he shall save his people from their sins. God grant it for Jesus' sake. Amen. May the peace of God that surpasses all understanding keep and guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
Let us pray. O Almighty God, ever-living Lord, who didst send thy Son into human flesh and didst make him subject to the law, that by his perfect obedience and sacrificial suffering he might condemn sin in the flesh, grant unto us the circumcision of the heart, so that we may walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit of our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank thee, O Father, for the name which was given thy holy child, a sign for all ages that thou art the source of all redemption and salvation for the multitudes of earth. We pray thee that thou, as thou hast set him at thine own right hand in the heavenly places, far above every other name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, that thou wouldst help us ever to hallow the name of Jesus by our faith and obedience to the will of God. We thank thee, O God, for the blessings of this past year. Forgive us for all things wherein we have sinned. Heal the wounds we have caused in others. Grant us remission for our failures to do what we should have done. Deliver us from the evil consequences of our transgressions. And now, O Father in heaven, bless this new year that we may increasingly discover the exceeding riches of thy grace in Jesus Christ, that in sorrow or joy, prosperity or trial, we may know the working of thy mighty power and the hope of our calling. Help us that whatsoever we do in word or deed, we may do it to thy glory. Be thou the shepherd of our youth and the guardian of all children, the health of the sick and the staff of the aged. Grant that we may see thy loving hand in whatever befalls us and possess the sure confidence that all things work together for good to them that love thee. We especially ask thy blessing, O Lord, upon Linda Deers and her weakness, that she may be receive strength once more in her limbs, and that if not, that she may bear her weakness according to thy good pleasure, knowing that she is safe in thy loving arms. We also pray for our dear sister Karen Nyhus, that thou wouldst help her in her weakness and grant her a full recovery. Be thou the defender of thy people everywhere and the unfailing watchman of our own land. Prosper us in the things that make for peace and righteousness, and protect us from every evil. All these things we ask in the one name whereby we must be saved, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We sing hymn number 116. Thank you. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is meet and right so to do.
It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty, Everlasting God. For in the mystery of the Word made flesh, thou hast given us a new revelation of thy glory, that seeing thee in the person of thy Son, we may be drawn to the love of those things which are not seen. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink ye all of it. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Take us away, Lord.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for all your sins. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for all your sins. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for all your sins. May this strengthen and preserve you in the true faith unto life everlasting. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the remission of all your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the remission of all your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for you for the remission of all your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for you for the remission of all your sins. May this strengthen and preserve you in the true faith unto life everlasting. Amen. Depart in peace. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for all your sins. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for all your sins. May this strengthen and preserve you in the true faith unto life everlasting. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the remission of all your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the remission of all your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the remission of all your sins. May this strengthen and preserve you in the true faith unto life everlasting. Amen. Depart in peace. We sing the Nunc Dimittis.
thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy endureth forever.
We give thanks to thee, Almighty God, that thou hast refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we beseech thee that of thy mercy thou wouldst strengthen us through the same in faith towards thee and in fervent love toward one another through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with thee and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end.
Amen.
We sing hymn number 51. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace.